Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show that discerns and disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. Now, I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and the soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, the beautiful inspirational song you were just listening to is called Shine, and it's by Dee Lemure. And you can hear more of her music by going to www.dlemore.com. And that's also available on all streaming platforms, and you'll get to hear the whole song at the end of the program. Now, our topic tonight is the age of Aquarius. As of December 21st, 2020, we left the Piscean age and moved into the Aquarian age. So in actuality, we're still on the cusp. So what does that mean? What is typical of the Piscean age, and what are we leaving behind versus what's typical in the age of Aquarius, and what are we moving into? Now, Atlantis sank the last time this transition took place. So what can we expect as we're on the cusp? We'll also need to experience the earth changes that Aquarius or Atlanta experienced. Is that all going to come about? So that's our topic tonight, and our special guest today is Sandy Anastasi. Now, Sandy has been a professional psychic and astrologer since 1979. She holds a BS degree from Adelphi University and has a teaching certifications in several fields. In addition to teaching, she's worked as a safety engineer and owned her own small bookstore for many years before retiring to become a full-time psychic counselor, writer, and teacher. Now, Sandy's writings includes books on astrology, the Kabbalah, Tarot, as well as psychic development. She's internationally known as a psychic channel, and she's established herself as one of the preeminent teachers of our time. With more than 30 years of experience, Sandy is a leading expert in psychic development, astrology, and tarot. And through her classes, workshops, and lectures and appearances, she's able to share her knowledge to help people enhance their lives. Sandy was a significant contributor to psychic medium John Edwards' website, InfiniteQuest.com, which launched in 2009 and provided valuable insights along some of the nation's top metaphysical teachers for years. She's also appeared on many radio and television shows. And I'll tell you, for those of you that like to just go to one person, one place, Sandy's the one shop all. Her knowledge is incredibly extensive. Sandy, welcome to welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality.
I'm so overjoyed to be here. Sharon, thanks so much for having me on. I think these shows are going to be a game changer for all of your listeners, all of our listeners. And I'm just super excited about this, about the launch of this new show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, Sandy's going to be on every odd month, the second week of every odd month. So you can keep hearing her over and over again as she shares all of her wisdom. So, Sandy, today we're talking about the Piscean age versus the Aquarian age. So, Pisces was a water sign, so we did long journeys over water. So, we've already started into the cusp of Aquarius, and we're doing long journeys over the air and airplanes, okay? And in Jesus's time, we had the sign of the fish, and a lot of his apostles were fishermen because, again, it was Pisces. What can we expect in that regard in Aquarian time? Do you think we're going to have another avatar?
Sharon, you're watching it launch right now. Everything that's going to be coming into the Aquarian age is so visible for people, both the good and the bad, right now. Are we going to have another avatar? That's an interesting question. To say that people, and I hope that our listeners will forgive me, but everyone wants to look at Jesus Christ and say he was the avatar of the Piscean Age, but he wasn't the only one. There were many people in different parts of the world who brought out similar religious philosophies all at the same time or around the same time, and all of those people could be called avatars. So, you know, I don't want to step on anybody's feet. I'm like most of your listeners here in the Western world, I'm Christian, and I come from that Judeo-Christian background, but I'm also aware that there are other traditions all over the planet that also promoted extremely powerful religious beliefs, which was a very strong component of the Piscean Age. It was about belief systems and learning senses of values that contributed to everything that you were doing in your world based upon the belief system that you were following. And it's amazing, if you ever study comparative religion, which I have, that at the core of almost every belief system on the planet today, every religion, that I should actually paraphrase that, religion, has at its core the same belief structure, the same types of values. So even though we might have all been believing in different things, our belief systems were helping us to evolve and to grow and to take a next step in our humanitarian and our humanity evolution. Now, as we go into Aquarius, we have to be a little bit careful, because Aquarius is about man becoming God, not worshiping God outside of self, but worshiping God inside of self. Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, is about technology. The age of Pisces is about love and wisdom and fellowship and working together, and there's a very different feel to it. Do you see it? So as we're moving into the age of Aquarius, we're bringing in technology that is mind-boggling. The age of Pisces, and my guides have told me this, the age of Pisces has been holding on too long. Every age, and I hope I don't get too technical here, but every age lasts a little over 2,000 years. The age of Pisces began right around the time that Jesus was born, which we said, okay, this is our new calendar year. That's how we did that. So, you know, what you're asking me now is, there going to be an avatar? I think that we have many avatars on the planet right now who are leading us into the Aquarian Age in different ways. Just as when we began the Piscean Age, we had many avatars coming from different religious backgrounds and religious belief systems that were leading us into the Piscean Age. So as we move into Aquarius, we're seeing the whole thing. We're seeing the good and the bad. And it's interesting that we're having this show. I was thinking about this earlier as I was preparing for it. And I was thinking, so interesting to have a show that's essentially on the dawn of the age of Aquarius and what to expect when we go into Aquarius at a time when we are really dealing with technological wars on our planet, all over the planet, and whether or not we are going to turn our power over to the, I'm going to use the term tech giants, or whether we're going to continue as individuals, or are we going to turn a component of that power over? Are we going to work together? You see where I'm going with this? We're seeing, because it's the beginning of the age, we're seeing both the good and the bad, and something else is happening. We're having an opportunity to carry on with us all of the really good things that were promoted and developed and that we gathered from going through a 2,000-year period when that age of Pisces was dominant. One of the interesting things that you'll get from some of the writers that wrote around the turn of the century, when I say that, not the 2000th century, but the 1900th century, okay, back 100 years, is that the Piscean Age, the job of it, was to finish the development of the third or sacral, or pardon me, solar plexus chakra, and bring us to the point when the heart chakra could open. So as we're moving into the Aquarian age, we're moving into it with the potential for opening the heart chakra of unconditional and universal love, which must be opened in order for the Aquarian age and all of its technology that's going to lead us into a world in the future that right now we probably can't even conceive of. But if we embrace that technology without what we've learned from the Piscean age to help us to handle it and deal with it from a humanistic point of view, we could all end up robots living in what is essentially an anthill of robots.
Oh, okay. it sounds like the Star Trek, you know, with the...
Really, really. Well, don't they say that sci-fi mirrors the future? So many science fiction movies and television shows, the things we saw in them are coming into our world right now. Just the other day, my husband said to me, "You know what I'm waiting for, Sandy?" And I said, "What's that?" He said, I want to have a food processor." I said, "We have one." He said, no, I don't mean that kind. I mean the kind like Star Trek had, where you press the button and whatever it is you want suddenly appears."
Oh, wouldn't that be fabulous? That would be fabulous. So it sounds to me like one of the choices you were talking about is like all of us becoming a part of the Borg and an anthill.
Yeah. That's a potential. It truly is.
Or keeping our own individuality. Now, the Piscean age typically is characterized by wars and self-destruction, plagues, pestilence, and water pollution, because it's a water sign. And the Aquarian age is man-made disasters that destruct instead of self-destruction like in Piscean age, it's more global destruction or community destruction. And so we're on the edge of seeing a lot of that with the wars that are carrying over and our internal struggles. Do you want to make any comments on that?
And frankly, I'd rather comment on the really good things. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yes, the Piscean age divided us into wars because all of those religions and frankly, all of the different economic systems, the Piscean age was an age of developing all kinds of systems of power, right? And what happened is the result was mine versus yours, not let's get together. Now, that's the negative part of it. But the positive part of it is it evolved universal love. It evolved unconditionality. It gave us values that allowed us to work together, to share together, to respect one another's differences. See, everybody forgets that. Everybody just looks at the whole history of war. But it had good things too, is what I'm saying. So here we are. We really do understand the Piscean age because we're coming out of it. We've in fact, it lingered 100 years longer than it should have. It was hard to pull ourselves out of it. You know, water can be kind of sticky, right?
You mean it took us a long time to dry off?
Yes. It's the element that's the hardest to disengage from because it is that slippery little element. But here we go into the Aquarian age, and just as the Piscean age had good factors and bad factors, the Aquarian age will too. And it's interesting to me that right here at the beginning of the Aquarian age, we are seeing both the good and the bad. For about the last, maybe 50 or 60 years, maybe even longer, we have been enjoying the advent of the Aquarian age. That began all the way back when television and radio came in.
And airplanes.
The printing press way back when was the Aquarian age bleeding into the Piscean age to pull it forward. You see, all technology, all of it has to do with the Aquarian age, not the Piscean age. Okay. So as we move into the Aquarian age, we're seeing all these wonderful technological developments that already none of us can live without. Look what's happening when some of us have had our Facebook and our Twitter accounts blocked and we're like, oh my God, how can I talk to anybody? You know, we're so dependent, our telephone, our Android phones or our iPhones, we're so dependent upon the technology already. And we recognize that this is a joy to have technology that can ease our lives in every possible way, and by doing so, free us up to become more creative, to become more innovative, to work on ourselves, on our own evolution, more than we've ever done before. We don't have to live in a survival mode. The technology will help us to move past this. This is all wonderful, wonderful stuff that comes with the Aquarian Age. And what are the negatives? Well, we've been watching sci-fi movies that showed us the negatives for a long, long time. There's the danger of being addicted to the machine. There's the possibility of people not, literally not taking care of their bodies because they have machines to do everything for the bodies. Think about everything from all of the wonderful Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. He did a lot of sci-fis. And the technology there and the potential catastrophes that happened in every one of those movies, those are all possibilities in our future. On the other hand, the safety engineer part of me knows this and knows this right now. All of the pollution you see in our waters is fixable. The only reason it hasn't been fixed is that it has been in the best interest of the people in control in all the different countries in the world to not fix it. It wasn't monetarily important to them.
Okay, let's stop on that note as we're getting ready for our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll also be talking about 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. Stay tuned. We will be right back with Sandy Anastasi and Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Just by being here, you've shown that you are an action taker and committed to your own growth and transformation. You believe that within yourself, you have everything you need to fulfill your dreams and overcome your life challenges. But how do you access all that? Sandy Anastasi is a psychic, astrologer, coach, and creator of the Anastasi System of Psychic Development. She has your answers. And a special offer for new clients and students. When you sign up for her free newsletter, you'll get a special gift that will help change your life. As thousands of people already have experienced, she will get you there. Go to www.sandyanastasi.com to sign up for Sandy's newsletter now.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I am so pleased to have Sandy Anastasi with us today. Sandy, would you please spell your name for us so everybody can write it down to find your website correctly?
My last name is Anastasi, and my first name is Sandy with a Y. So my website is www.sandyanastasi.com.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So as we're moving into this Aquarian age and as we're going closer to it, we're also getting closer to what the Jewish faith has said, that it was been promised 1,000 years of peace and prosperity at their year of 6,000. And we're now getting closer to that. We're only a little over 200 years away from that, not that much. And so I always say that doesn't happen overnight. It's got to start sooner so that people get used to and go in that direction more and more, and people get better at being peaceful. Do you think it's still that far away as 2,000 years, or do you see the ushering in of that coming, like now that we're in this transition time period?
Sharon, I think that's very, very soon. I think that we are on the precipice of achieving that peace. I think it's going to be one of the hallmarks of the Aquarian Age. Again, we're at the very beginning of these times, and so I think we've got different approaches. Some people see us achieving that peace through homogenizing everybody, make us all the same. Other people see achieving that peace through brokering deals and like-minded programs between different peoples. So either way, and I'm sure there are many, many more ways of handling and bringing that peace about that I'm not even mentioning, but it's already underway is what I'm saying. I see us moving into a peaceful future. So do my guides. My guides say that starting in and around 2025, we will enter into a 2,000-year period of peace and prosperity.
That's incredible, because that's right around the corner. That means a lot of work gets to be done between now and then.
It sure does. But that's what they predict.
But I think people are ready for it.
I think they're more than ready for it. I know I am.
Yes. You know, and how we can all start is being peaceful with our neighbors and with our family. I think those are sometimes the biggest challenges.
True. Something else I would like to share that my guides have told me in the past, many times, as a matter of fact, they said that one of the reasons that the 20th century and the beginning of the 21st century have been so tumultuous and were so filled with war and strife and all kinds of difficulties, great advances as well, but one of the reasons for that turmoil is because of the transition from the one age to the next. Relative to the energies that a water sign produces versus an air sign produces, they're very, very different. That water sign has I was kidding before when I said it's a slippery energy, but you know, that is one of the ways of looking at it. Water is very, very fluid. Air is super, super light. Those two elements don't get along very well. They're two incredibly different. When you try to combine them suddenly, think about this, if you fill a glass of water and then you put a straw in it and you blow into it, what do you get? Bubbles. Okay. So essentially that description is exactly what's happened as we've moved from the energy of the Piscean Age into the energy of the Aquarian Age. So we've gone through about maybe 100 to 150 year transition, because that transition started probably just before World War I and is only coming to completion now. So we're still in that transition. We are just about done with it. By 2025, we will be done with it. And that's when that time of peace and prosperity will come about, because we'll no longer be experiencing the turmoil of the transition.
That's exciting. You know, we're already starting to see that, because so many of the millennials are literally minimalist. They're lightening up their belongings. They want to be able to move quickly and move without a bunch of stuff. I mean, I look at so many of them that I'm aware of that tell their parents, that of a, you know, baby boomer generation, that get rid of your stuff. We don't want any of it. Don't feel badly if we're going to come in here and sell everything or donate it, because, you know, we don't need all these things. Are you seeing that also in your practice?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think I guess what I want to say is that the minimalist character, it spans many generations. It's not just the millennials. I think that a lot of people have had, and I'm wondering, I'm wondering if perhaps it was an energy that's coming into our world right now that says it's time to cut back on the stuff. If you think about spending more and more and more time in the network world, you know, the computer world, which more and more people are doing, that doesn't require anything more than an iPad or an iPhone or a computer. And I do think that the younger generations are more connected to all those electronic devices and living in that world so much of the time makes them spend less time in that outer world that the older generations do. But I don't honestly think that we can say this is just one generation that's doing that. Because I do see older people who are doing the same thing. They're going into they're cutting down on what they're taking from one location to another. Our population is moving around a lot more than it was. Now, right now, during this COVID-19 lockdown, we're not seeing that. But one of my predictions is that as soon as the COVID-19 lockdown lifts in various countries, you're going to start to see movement across the globe like you wouldn't believe. I think it's going to be an explosion of movement, which is another reason why if people are, I call it psyching in on what's coming, they're looking at, what do I want more stuff for?
Right, because I would just have to move it or pay to move it.
Yeah.
Or pay to store it. I have heard that where the area that we're going into will look more like the Roaring Twenties than what we have right now. Do you see that also, or something different?
I'm asking my guides about that, because I could see that. Well, I would say yeah, but not with the whole prohibition thing and the cops and robbers stuff. I don't really see that. Okay. I see it, I want to say, more of a dawn, an excitement, a rebirthing period, a building period. Oh, wow, what can we build next? What can we create next? I do see, and now this is distinctly Aquarian, I see us as a race of beings paying more attention to the needs of other countries, the needs of people who don't have as much as we have. I see us paying more attention to correcting problems in the world that we have created through our technology. And see, these are all good things. I think because we're at the beginning of that Aquarian age, we're seeing all the negatives. We're seeing all the problems our technology creates. We're also seeing all the positives and all the things we can do with technology. And that's what I was about to talk about before we broke before, is that as we come into the Aquarian age, the problems with water pollution are going to be a thing of the past. We're going to be able to fix that. The problems with air pollution, which is very severe right now in most countries, and we don't even realize it, we just got used to breathing it, that's correctable, and we're going to be fixing that problem. All of these things are repairable with the technology that is available, and more things are being created in the health field, in longevity is being increased. It's just going to be this amazing time. And I really feel, you know, I don't see that as Roaring Twenties. Roaring Twenties is kind of chaos. I don't see it as being chaotic. It's chaotic now because we're moving through that transition. When we're past the transition, it's going to settle out, and I don't see the chaos.
I think that part's wonderful. I look at the Roaring Twenties and I think about all the clubs and all the partying and all the socialization.
Yep. Yeah. And I see all the gangsters. No gangsters.
Well, I'm personally looking forward to some of the things that have been talking about in this new technology, like med beds and things that can help heal what has plagued people for quite a long time.
Oh, how wonderful that will be. I'm in agreement with you there. Can you explain a little bit about med beds? Because I'll bet you a lot of your listeners haven't heard about them.
Well, a med bed is a device that you crawl into that kind of looks like a bed with a dome over it. And it works in 3.5 minute segments, is my understanding. And it can literally take your cellular structure and make it 30 years younger and heal whatever is not functioning correctly in your body. And I understand that there's three different kinds of med beds. One is intent on healing the physical body. One is intent on healing the emotional body. And the other one is simply a diagnostic tool. So I'm quite excited about those because I see a lot of suffering and a lot of people that have diseases or pain or something that they're living with on a daily basis and just managing. And I think how wonderful to give them back the freedom of movement and the ability to thoroughly enjoy their life again without worrying about their health.
How wonderful is that going to be?
You know, I mean, and I say without worrying about their health, I think once you do it, you want to take care of your health and be grateful that you got it back and not recreate the same problem thinking, oh, I can just go in the med bed again. You know, in the Aquarian age, Aquarians are known for having a high level of intelligence. So I was thinking that in the Aquarian age, since we take on the attributes of that sign, do you think the intelligence quotient or the level of intelligence of the average person will also increase?
I do. And as I've got to say that as a psychic, I also have a concern about something else. One of the things I've been charged with is to help people to embrace their whole brain, which is encompassing and opening all of their psychic senses and expanding that ability to encompass that part of your energy which doesn't even exist within your physical body and awaken those psychic senses. So things, when those psychic senses are awakened, things that the average human is simply not capable of thinking about or connecting with are simply not available. But when those senses are all open, you get genius quality. You know, you get people who can think outside the box and invent things and create things that are not possible to think about if you're limited to the normal function of the brain. Now, all that is good and wonderful. My concern is that I see as part of the Aquarian age a need or a desire by science to duplicate those human abilities with technology, and by doing so, speed it beyond what it's supposed to be. I don't know if that made sense to you. The thing is that technology has an ability to mimic what we are evolving into. And I see that going forward into the distant future. Okay, I see that as a problem because I can see us evolving the cyborg type of a person and the super aware, awakened type of a person. And guess what? If there's going to be a future battle between races in our world, it won't be based on color or religion or sex. It's going to be based upon that. How are you using the technology, or are you accomplishing these things without embedded technology?
That's going to be very interesting to see. I hope we are able to keep our AIs where they can help to minimize what we're doing to save us time, but not to take over us. And exactly. Yet I'm sure there's some that would like that added enhancement. My concern would be once you put it in, how do you get it out if you change your mind?
And I do absolutely believe, I'm not going to offer any proofs, but I do believe, this is a personal belief, that we already have technologically enhanced human beings on the planet right now. So this is not all that far off. We're talking about within the next 100 years that difference can happen. So obviously, you know, rules, laws, guidelines are going to have to be set up. And, you know, we're going to have a very powerful set of guidelines that guides our values relative to humanity. And I think right now this is very, it's very confused. It's confusing. I think it's part of the reason that we're having so many conflicts right now on our planet with people who look forward at this new technology that's coming in. And some of them want to lock it down and some of them want to expand it and some of them want to take advantage of it. And we have to have this because it's by going through this current difficulty that we're going to establish the future guidelines that will allow us to remain a healthy society.
Well, and some of this technology is absolutely incredible and helpful. Like I'm thinking about cochlear implants for people who are deaf and choose to want to be able to hear, and that allows them to hear. Or people that have lost a leg or an arm or a limb, and that limb is being replaced and then managed by the brain through technology. So that's going to be a real battle on what is acceptable or ethically correct to do, and what's correct for the individual versus what is taking it beyond and not ethical to do.
Absolutely. And I look at things, I worked at Walter Reed for a while during the Vietnam days when Walter Reed was the amputee center for the armed services. I met with many, many, many men who had lost different parts of their body and would have paid anything, done anything, to be able to utilize technology which is becoming available today, when you can hook the prosthetic device into the nerves in the part of the body that was amputated, and now you can activate that arm or that leg with a thought.
Just incredible. Wow. We are at our second break, and after our break, if you want to call in with your question on the Piscean Age or the Aquarian Age, you can by dialing 202-570-7057. Again, you can call in this next segment at 202-570-7057 when Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality will be back with Sharon and Sandy. Stay tuned.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and Brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special featured guest today is Sandy Anastasi, who will be back with us every odd month on the second week of the month. Sandy, I had some emailed questions in for you from people that knew that you were going to be on today. And the first one says, according to Atlantean prophecy, in 2183, at that year, Russia, Greenland, Alaska, India, Iran, and Turkey shall be underwater. All coastlines disappear in America, and the new land will raise up in the Pacific Ocean. Are you seeing anything like that? And possibly some of that coming and being foretold is what's causing people to move all around the globe? Or what are your thoughts?
A lot of different questions there embedded in one. I'm not familiar with that particular prophecy. There are so many. I can't really talk about the validity of it or not, okay? I've got no information. But what I can share, a very, very well-known medium who's passed now, by the name of Eileen Weinstein, was also someone who saw earth changes beautifully. And a long, long time ago, I did a reading for this wonderful lady. And in the middle of the reading, I began to see literally panoramas hanging in the air in front of me, kind of like literally paintings hanging there that I could see what was going on with earth changes. And what I saw was quite different from what the person who asked that question says the Atlanteans predicted. And now relative to the United States, and I didn't get a time period on it. I don't have a date, okay? But I got that Japan was going to be disappeared under the ocean, which is starting because of the nuclear leakage and the earth plate moving forward over there. So that is actually starting. So I've got a little bit of proof of that. Japan is heading downwards. Only parts of those islands will survive. We already have some islands in the Pacific that are going underwater as the water tables rise. I got that there's going to be a huge rift between what would be California and the rest of the country, but more than California, going all the way up the country, like an inland ocean. Now, that ocean was actually there many millions of years ago. It looked like that ocean was coming back. I also got a lot of hot pots, things that looked like the area of Yellowstone, but down around the Grand Canyon area. On the East Coast, I got parts of the East Coast coastline having disappeared, but not all of it. And I got parts of the Florida East Coast coastline having gone underwater. Oddly enough, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida, looked like it was actually being raised, coming up. I didn't look long enough, hard enough, to see what was going on in the European arena. Now, why was that possible? Because it was actually Eileen's gift. But I tapped it when I did her reading. So I got to get a little bit of a wonderful experience there. What would it really be like to see Earth changes in real time? They did not give me a time period. I got no dates on that. The only thing I have a little bit of information on is what's happening in Japan and the Indonesia area, because some of it's already started with the volcanic ring, etc., etc. Now, you threw in kind of another question at the end of that. So maybe you can kind of go back and mention that, because Sharon, you took me off in another direction. I went for the first part of the question, not the second part of the question, but I'd be glad to answer that as a separate question. What was it?
They saw new land raising in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, and as far as that's concerned, again, I've got no information on it, but it certainly is a possibility, okay? I do know that there was a landmass in the Pacific Ocean, and that existed before Atlantis and part of the time with Atlantis, and that was called Lemuria. And again, you know, people who study history and paleontology, et cetera, say, oh, that's a mythical thing. I have, and this might sound totally off the wall to your listeners, but I have past lives of having lived there. So for me, it was very real.
The other question that was emailed into us ahead of time said, during the Atlantean time periods, they used crystals like where we use gas and electricity, but they used crystals to guide their airplanes and things that flew in the sky, and crystals as their mode of getting things done. And so do you see that crystals will be utilized again in this manner?
Are already being used. Your watch is being powered by a crystal, most likely. We have them in use industrial and have for quite some time, so we're already tapping the power of crystals. I don't know if we will do it to the degree that the Atlanteans did, and not just because that might be a racial memory that says, no, don't go here, but also because we're evolving different methods of tapping energy. You see, what was going on with the Atlanteans used the crystals is that they were combining the crystal energy with human energy. And we haven't yet even tapped human energy. We're only at the point right now where we're beginning to accept that there really is a human energy field that we people in the New Age arena call an aura, okay? That people are only now beginning to accept that auras are real. In the days of Atlantis, every single human being had a sentient ability to feel and see that energy and manipulate it and work with it. And they could extend that energy out far beyond their own energy field. And they could utilize that energy to activate an aura, to activate a crystal, and to use the crystal to store the energy. So how do I know this? Because that was another one of my past lives. Sorry, you guys, you were not really intending for Sandy to talk about past lives in this session. I know that. But the questions lead me there because of the connection to Atlantis. So will we use crystals? We already are. We're using them industrially. We're using them technologically. I don't know that we will use them the way the Atlanteans did unless we go that extra mile to learn how to tap other energy sources that can be fed into the crystals and utilize them literally as a battery that can direct the energy.
Now, my understanding is from a friend of mine who recently passed, Lucy Destin, that did psychic surgeries. She used crystals to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I know many a person that healed because of her abilities of how to utilize those crystals. So I know that's another aspect. Something else I had heard
crystals
about
are crystals. Amazing. Crystals are absolutely amazing. I highly recommend that people learn about them. There are some wonderful sources out there, great books. They're important. You can do things with the crystals that will heal you, that will protect your energy field. Crystals do work. We can still use them the way the Atlanteans used them. I just don't know that in a mass way in our society we're going to get back to using them that way. It might happen. I don't know.
I read in Can It Happen Again that crystals literally could pick up whatever was going around them. And if we knew how to read the lines and the marks in the crystals, we would be able to read everything that crystal has witnessed. So that they are history keepers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Sandy, tell us again about your website and how to reach it and all the wonderful things you have on that. That is the best website ever for offering classes and your special event every month. Would you talk to us about that, please?
The website, again, if your listeners want to go and check it out, it's at www.sandywithayanastasi.com. I have so much on that website, Sharon. I have a newsletter that's free. It comes out monthly, so everybody can sign up for that. I have a psychic development class that's advertised on my website right now that's just beginning. It begins on the 27th of the month. It's the only time of the year I teach my psychic development series that lasts for 5 months. I teach that series once a year. And so if you're interested in really developing your psychic abilities from the ground up in a wonderful way that is fun and teaches you to protect yourself at the same time, now's the time to join that. You can find out how to do that on my website. I teach only a couple of different classes live a year. The other one I teach is the Kabbalah. I teach Kabbalah pathworking, and that's during the summer months. Again, when that launches, it'll be on my website. But in addition to that, I have a membership area that has more than 100 classes that are on audio that I have taught over the years. They're absolutely wonderful, and I meet with my membership on a monthly basis so we can talk about just about anything, every question that you have in your classes that you're taking. And that membership's very, very inexpensive, so that's probably the most inexpensive way to get an education in metaphysics that's available right now is to go to my website and join that membership program. I also have a lot of signature classes that are on video. Some people like to learn through MP4s that are downloadable. When you study those classes, you get your own library, you have it for life. The program walks you through the learning. Those programs are things like tarot reading. I have one that's on psychic protection. It's a program that drips out to you on a daily and weekly basis, teaches you different protective techniques. I have at least four or five other programs that are also teaching you specific things that you can learn to develop yourself. So that's a great website to go to, just to check it out and see if it's going to be for you. If you are interested in studying metaphysics, studying astrology, tarot, numerology, psychic healing, dreams, just you name it, it's on there.
It's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing for the lowest cost ever. I mean, you know, you can just go and get lost in there for hours every day. It's just a fascinating place of learning. So, Sandy, I want to thank you for being with us today. And again, her website is her name, at Sandy Anastasi, and .com. And we will have her back in exactly 2 months. And I would like to end this show today with this wonderful song called Shine by Dee Lemoore. And again, her website is dlemoore.com. And thank you for staying with us and looking forward to having you back with us again. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
With the So-